This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Prime Minister underscored the importance of properly handling differences and disputes between India and China and not allowing them to disturb peace and tranquility. Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the 16th BRICS summit at Kazan yesterday. During the meeting, the two leaders affirmed that stable, predictable and amicable bilateral relations between India and China will have a positive impact on regional and global peace and prosperity. It will also contribute to a multipolar Asia and a multipolar world. Briefing media about the meeting in Kazan, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, "This meeting happened close on the heels of the disengagement and patrolling agreement and the resolution of issues that had arisen in the India-China border areas in 2020. Earlier, the Prime Minister asked BRICS nations to unite and cooperate strongly to deal with terrorism and terror financing. He added that there is no place for double standards on such a serious issue. At the closed plenary session of the 16th BRICS summit in Kazan, Mr. Modi stressed the need to take active steps to prevent radicalization among the youth. He called for working together on the pending issue of the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism in the UN. Addressing the BRICS Leader Summit, Mr. Modi said, "BRICS represents 40% of the world's humanity and around 30% of the economy, and the grouping has achieved several milestones in the last two decades." He expressed confidence that this organization will emerge as a more effective medium to face global challenges in the coming times. Mr. Modi also extended the support to Brazilian President Lula da Silva as the next president of BRICS. The Prime Minister left for home after a successful visit to Kazan. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah met Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi yesterday. It was the first meeting of Mr. Abdullah with the Union Home Minister after becoming Chief Minister of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Former Director General of Akashwani News, P.K. Bandyopadhyay, passed away tonight. He breathed his last following a cardiac arrest in Kolkata. Former Indian Information Service officer, he had a long and distinguished career in AIR News, Press Information Bureau and other media wings of Information and Broadcasting Ministry. The Allahabad High Court yesterday rejected the plea in the ongoing Mathura Shahi Eidgah Shri Krishna Janmabhoomi dispute, seeking the withdrawal of a previous court order that mandated a simultaneous hearing of all related civil cases. Earlier on Wednesday, court had reserved the order on the request. The plea was filed for reconsideration of the order to jointly hear all 18 cases, arguing that each case involves distinct reliefs and legal grounds. The matter was being presided over by Justice Mayank Kumar Jain, who earlier on 11 January this year ruled that the cases should be heard together, citing judicial efficiency. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a three-day visit to India from today for the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the Intergovernmental Consultations on the 25th of this month. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of their deliberations to the Prime Minister and Chancellor. Both the leaders will also hold bilateral talks. In men's hockey, India crashed to a 0-2 defeat against Germany in first match at the major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi. For Germany, Henrik Mertens at 4th minute and skipper Lukas Windfeder at 30th minute scored goals. The series is special as it will mark the return of international hockey to the Indian capital after a decade. The second test of the series will be played today. Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari appointed Supreme Court Justice Yahya Afridi as the next Chief Justice of Pakistan. The press wing of the President's office said that the appointment, which is for a fixed term of 3 years, will be effective from 26th of this month. In Turkey, a massive explosion yesterday occurred outside the headquarters of Turkish Aerospace Industries near the capital Ankara, leaving 3 dead. And that is the end of this news bulletin.